Feels good to get on a normal schedule, something I addressed with the team this morning. You know, we'll have seven Sunday games in a row before the bye week. I talk about it often. I feel regularity is very important to the success of your football team. So starting Wednesday morning, we'll be able to get into that normal week. That's really part of the reason why we went about this weekend and today the way we did, because we wanted to make sure our coaches had plenty of time to prepare for Carolina with their game being yesterday, coming in, watching it this morning as a staff, and then watching it with the players this morning. But this gives us a chance to get into that regularity that I feel is very important in your preparation. Because rhythm and timing is not always about just during the game. I feel it's important to do that during the week.
What did you think of Cam Newton's play?
422. I mean, that was impressive. I was impressed with their football team as a whole, watching the game yesterday on TV, and I didn't have a chance to watch their defense this morning. So it's an opponent. We're going into their stadium. It's their home opener. I thought Cam Newton was very impressive. I mean, for the young man to go out there in his first game to put up the numbers that he did. He looked like he was very much in control of their offense.
Did you do any scouting work on him?
Excuse me?
Did you do any scouting work on him?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Mike, from your background working with the quarterbacks, how hard is it for a rookie to make an impact right away like that?
Oh, it's difficult. No doubt about it, especially without an offseason. I think it's a credit to their coaching staff, and it's a credit to Cam. I mean, to go out there and perform at that level, under the circumstances of this year's off-season training, no off-season training, and training camp, I was very impressed.
What's the challenge of facing a team where there's not a whole lot of film over the years on that coaching staff and scheme and all that?
Well, it really fits into first quarter football. We talked about last week preparing for the Saints. You have somewhere between 25 to 35% of the plays in the game would fall into a category of potentially being unscouted looks. That's no different playing Carolina this week. So, but it goes both ways. It's not like we're going to line up and run the exact same plays that we ran last week against the Saints. So, it's all part of the scheme challenge, and we'll definitely participate in it from our end. Well, I thought they played well. I had a chance to watch some of the Chicago game. It was on TV here locally. I saw the highlights from the Detroit game. So, obviously, they're off to a good start. And, Minnesota was leading for a big part of that game. Did not see the game. So, but it looks like everybody feels pretty good about themselves.
Do you watch a game as a fan at all, or are you totally in scouting mode when you're watching, like, compared to Robbie Sir from the next week?
I have a 2-year-old and a 5-week-year-old, so it's kind of hard to sit down and watch a game. But I watched as much as I could yesterday.
Mike, do you have any update on where Tremont is? Have you had any contact with him this morning? How he's feeling?
I'll just say this. The players were in throughout the weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday was busy here, in the weight room and the training room. But I'll just wait till Wednesday, because I'll give you more. I'll have more information for you then, but based on Tremont and the others. But we had a lot of guys here this weekend, which was good.
Mike, I know after the game you weren't thrilled that Randall Cobb brought that kickoff.
Well, wait a minute. I was thrilled with the result.
When he first brought it out.
Yeah, it was.
When you see a guy that might have some playmaking abilities like that, does maybe that magical line that you have in the end zone where you bring it out or take a knee change at all with you now that you kind of saw him perform a little magic there?
It's very important, whether it's Randall Cobb returning kicks or any player, to coach the gray area. And to me, that goes in the first day you put in a play, whether it's returning kicks or when to run the ball a certain way or throw it. I mean, you're always coaching the gray area. I always believe that you have to be proactive in your adjustments. I mean, anybody can coach after the game, or anybody can coach Monday morning on that. That was a minus decision. So we spent a lot of time just in base rules, base adjustments of coaching the gray area. 8 yards deep is not gray. So, I mean, that was that's something you learn from, and you take them through to, you know, where is the line of making it gray when you bring it out, when you don't. So we're thinking 5 yards deep, but, you know, the flight of the ball has a lot to do with that too. But, you know, you just continue to coach through those type of situations to make sure that the players are being decisive and making good decisions that puts all 11 of the players on the field on that particular play in sync, because that's what it's all about. Decision makers on offense, defense, and special teams have to put the other 10 in a position to be successful, because if they're making decisions that are not in line with the other 10 players are doing, then it's not going to work. I'm sorry? Players lifted this morning. They're in the weight room. Then we went special teams and quarterbacks from 8 to 8:50. Then we had a team meeting. And then from 9 to 10:30 went offense and defense. Really focused on yesterday's game, Carolina versus Arizona. Went through the personnel of offense, defense, and special teams. And then we had an NFL security meeting that just concluded.
Could you play your defense the way you do without Pickett and Raji? You know, the plays so long as one in nickel.
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
I mean, just because they're so good against the run, would you be able to play your defense the way you do with so much nickel without those two guys in the middle holding up so long against the run?
That's something to be seen. I mean, it's, you know, the way we play our players and who plays and what packages. I mean, that's what game planning's for. That the opponent has as much to do with that as anything. So. I thought Ryan and BJ played very well this past week against the Saints.
With the heat this week here, will that help you get ready for Sunday? There were some games where there were some cramping issues.
I'm told the weekend in Carolina is going to be in the mid-70s. So we've been able to practice in that kind of heat. Unless it's extraordinary, I don't think it's a big deal. We're going down there for 36 hours. You know, we're going to play in a game that's 3.5 hours. Long, you know, our hydration is the most important thing that we have to do. You know, if we have to roll players and be more conscious of substitutions, we'll do that. Those are the types of things that we'll talk about as a staff and make sure we're ready. That's not the first time we've gone south at the beginning of the season.